Welcome to our podcast today, where we are exploring the contemporary forms of sustainable organizing and the people driving change. I'm Emma.
And I'm Sonali. Today we dive into social and grassroots innovations, how local initiatives and transition movements are reshaping sustainability.
And I'm Elsa. This podcast is inspired by our course theme, Grassroots Innovation, Transitions and Degrowth. We will discuss what social and grassroots innovation means and how it can be applied in practice.
To bring this topic to life, we're excited to interview Caroline Haikkinen, Executive Director at Strandhem and Social Worker in the Wellbeing Services, County of Ostrobothnia, a key player in grassroots sustainability efforts in our podcast.
Before we jump into the interview, let's define our main theme for the day, grassroots innovation. These are community-driven efforts that create alternative solutions to sustainability changes.
Exactly. Unlike top-down policies, grassroots innovation emerges from local needs and collective action, often challenging mainstream economic and technological systems.
We see this in transition movements, degrowth initiatives, and eco-entrepreneurial activism. Our guest today is deeply involved in one such initiative.
Welcome, Caroline. Can you start by introducing yourself a bit to our listeners and a bit about your work?
Yes, I'm a mother of five and I'm 43 years old. I have in the main part of my life always thinking what are I going to do in this life and why I having so many different work, because I've been working in school as a teacher and been working with youths in a youth cafe. I've been working with asylum seeker. I've been working for organization, women organization, for in many different food projects and teaching families healthy life style. And I'm a carpenter. What is it now? Education. But I have, after this, the carpenter, I've also made other educations like coach. And now later also I have been this socionome and social worker. But anyhow, it's why I have stick to all these projects and work is because I like when people feel happy. I like when everybody's happy, and I'm trying to help and support people in different kind of situations.
Thank you for the answer.
Strandhem is a grassroots innovation, a pet farm with a cafe open to the public in summer. Now, Caroline will give us a tour of the place. Can you tell me where you are right now?
Now I'm in the entrance at Strandhem, the archipelago of Ostrobothnia. I'm opening the gate here. It's quite empty right now. It's in the last February today, and it's in Finland. It's winter. To the left is the place where the animal lives in the summer. I go past where the rabbits live. And now I will enter the door where the chickens are. Now we are trying to bring life to chickens in my kitchen, actually. And now I need the lamp for the chickens that will make heat for them. Very empty here. A long time since I was down here, because in winter time it's quite closed. In summer times we have around the corner here, we have pigs. They are very big, the pigs. They are still living. They are 4 years old, and hopefully we will receive small pigs babies for the spring that we could bring here, but that's just a hope. But they will come back, Matteo Teppo. And now I'm looking towards where the cows have been, and it's very beautiful because we are the cows are here for two reasons, for the people and also for the environment. Yes, we are making semi-natural grasslands here on this area, and in May we will start and bring down animals, and actually I can start to hear some birds right now. So it's like the new season has started. That's quite cool. Now I'm looking towards the place where we have the alpacas. And it's very fascinating how these animals have been opening up this area, because for just some years ago, it was just full of anything here. It was just like grass, and nobody liked to be here. Not even animals liked to be here. So it really feels like a joy to look around here now, what we have achieved together. And here's the beach. I'm looking down to the beach here to the right. This is quite amazing. We just made this last year, so it's very new, the beach. There's a gate. It closed itself, the gate. So here's our chiefs together with people on the beach. So it's a quite special beach. I think you will not find this kind of beach any place. So when people go through the gate, it closes itself, so they doesn't run away. Wow. There is a lot of sand on the beach, ice, and grass right now. It's actually very interesting how this will turn out to be a summer place for a lot of people after just some 3-4 months. This summer, we are going to have, I think, 8,000 people coming here. And we are also getting our first non-European volunteer this summer that have joined to our volunteering system. So now I'm standing in the outside kitchen, and we're looking forward to eat pizza here in the summer, because we have bought a pizza oven and we will feed the volunteers with pizzas. Yeah, we have got more foundings this year, and that's make us that we have more options and possibilities to employ more people that can take care of animals and this area. That feels amazing, because it's like sometimes it just feels like we're running and running and trying to raise everything. So hopefully it's going to be a very lovely summer that we will have a lot of visitors, a lot of animals, the same animals like last year. And like I told before, we hope also that we will get some peak babies. And we are also maybe starting some renovating projects, because the house is very bad condition. Now when I'm standing here on the stairs, if we're going to continue, we have to fix and have this area in good condition. Actually, it's more beautiful than I remembered. That's so fantastic with Strandhem. It's like every time you come down, you get amazed.
Thank you for the tour of Strandhem. It will be interesting to see how it will turn out in the summer.
We would like to know a little bit about how Strandhem as an organisation started, what your motivation was for it, and in specific, the motivation of it being this free, inclusive space.
Yeah, the thing was that I was maybe the 40 years crisis, or I don't know. I started to feel that I'm stuck in my life. I'm just cleaning and doing the same things day after day after day. And of course, in that time, I was working with asylum seeker, and I also was feeling strong for them when I found out that people that are excluded in society, they need this community, they need something meaningful to do, they need a community, and they need something to do. And it's very hard to come from this excluded situation to become included. And one summer, I got a vision in February. It's 7 years ago now since that vision came. It was so clear. It was just do something fun together and everybody can join. That was the vision, and everybody connected to that vision. And here are we 7 years later, and still people want to connect and want to do something fun together.
Thank you.
Strandhem's activities have been structured into a framework called the Strandhem Model, which is recognized by Green Care Finland as a social innovation. Could you explain what the Strandhem Model means?
It means that this meeting place, Strandhem, it have a lot of activities. Activities there is animals, taking care of animals. It's also like preparing the meeting place. You need to fix things. You need to drive this Strandhem. It takes a lot of energy. It needs a lot. It had a lot of needs. And it makes a lot of activities bring meaning to people in the society. And often when we have like social work in our systems, it's just like a taking. It's people that are excluded, they take a service and they take. And this also make people feel that they are in the way, that they are not giving anything to the society. They are feeling maybe that they are nobody. But in this Strandhem model, we take people that don't have an activity, that don't have a meaningful thing in their life. It can be volunteers, it can be clients, and of course also workers, that these together are driving the working place, and the working place give activities which bring meanings to these people. And also, they're giving back to the working place. They're giving back to the visitors. They're feeling the visitors' needs also, because the visitor coming there, oh, hi, I'm here, it's beautiful, I love it. And they sit down on a bench, maybe in the nature, and just enjoy life. And the visitor gives back to the working place, to the meeting place, and also to the worker. Because they are feeling, wow, I do this. I bring back to somebody, I do something. They recognize me, they see me, and they get more joy, and they get more happy, and they feel meaning, and they working hard, and they get like in activity, and they get included because they are getting the community. And also science nowadays is that when you do something together, when you do something you like, or you have activity, and also the environment, that you have the animal, you have the forest, you have the ocean there, you have everything, what so many parts together, and these three parts becomes this green care acting also, that when you do this together, it's like you feel nice, you feel happy. And the fourth part is also if you include like professional social worker, you also can bring more into this circle, that you, the people who are excluded can get a little bit social help, and they also get more inclusion there. So it's like the circle just go rounds and rounds and rounds. Everybody's happier, the visitors, the workers, and it's going on and on and on. So that's the standard model, the activities that the place is giving.
Really interesting and really important as well. You kind of touched on there that a core belief is about the activities in nature and how that can create mm-hmm. meaning and a form of care. Do you have any other kind of examples of how that's looked with engaging with nature at Strandhem, or how it's played in a role in someone's life?
Actually, I made an exam work for some years ago, and the work was that I think Strandhem is the perfect place. And that was, of course, a person that took part of that that work that told that I think Strandhem is the perfect place because it is the nature, it's mushroom there, it's forest there, I like the forest. I think it tells quite much about how it is, because it is a perfect place. It's by in Ostrobothnia, in the, what is Skärgården now, in the archipelago there, with the animal, you know, what else do you need? It's a perfect place to be. And that person also thought, I don't like animal, but I like it because other people like it. And also this is science, if you read in this social, what they have, that it is true. To see other people feel are happy, it also make happy for yourself. But mostly all people love animal. And also another thing I was measuring in this exam work was, did they try something? Did they do an activity that they didn't thought they would like? And what did they feel about it? And everybody, it was five persons who was joining this exam work, and everybody told that they was doing an activity that they did, that they thought they would not like, and they liked it. They found out I liked it. And this is also a little bit about this system, that people have to try new things, to try other things, because they might like things that they didn't know about they liked. And also another person was telling that when I'm out in the society, I feel like I'm nobody. Nobody see me. I'm nothing. But here, people want to take a photo of me. Wow, I'm somebody. And it's like, oh, it like melt my heart to make people feel that I am somebody. I get recognized by people. To be a part of this community makes people feel nice.
That is really inspiring to hear. And also as an active member in Strandhem myself, I can witness to not only the individual well-being, but also the collective. It's a real joy of seeing a community come together and create such a beautiful common place. The initiatives at Strandhem are also shared in other settings. For example, last summer you invited several partners from the social sector to use Strandhem area for client work free of charge. The participants included, among others, employment services, social, youth, and family work. Have any of the social workers from the public sector given any specific feedback about the activities at Strandhem? Or as a social worker yourself, does the activities you provide at Strandhem differ from the other activities in the social sector?
Now, first of all, it's no place like Strandhem here in the area. And that's probably the thing why people love it. And we haven't, of course, making any formula that people have filled in. I haven't had time for that. But everywhere where I go, whatever role I have, if I have a role I'm working before in also in other organizations I'm working, and still they only ask about Strandhem people. Even if I'm on a meeting for the other organizations, people wants to know about what's going on there. So it means that it's so close to everybody's heart. They want to know, they love it, and everybody knows the arena of Strandhem is very good for people in social services, because what people need in that area is that society, they don't have to offer this in another place. They can come to our office and talk up with somebody. And of course they can go. Everybody knows that it's an important arena here that people needs and have good benefits.
It's so inspiring and interesting, and I'd actually love to come and visit.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you. We were wondering also how the vision of Strandhem has changed over time. So, for example, did you have unexpected challenges over the last 7 years, and what have you had to overcome to realize your vision of Strandhem?
I think the vision with Strandhem is the thing that have made it last for 7 years. Because the vision was so clear, it haven't changed. Of course, it's many different of layers in the vision. It's many different of acts who comes out of it. But I think the first year, the social actors was starting to act together. It just came like a natural thing that nobody asked for it, because everybody knew the vision. Somehow, even if we didn't have any, we had just social media, we had Facebook that time. But some people, they understood the idea, they understood the vision that you can join if you want. We do this together. And that's, I think, is the thing that's also because it's our star that leads us through all this difficult, because it's not easy to drive this. The vision is our star that leads us through all this hard work and leads us through all things that's coming up, that we always know what we're doing. We are trying to make an oasis for people who are living here, to making a place where you can relax, where you just can come. You can come in like a volunteer, you can come like a visitor, you can come like a worker or a client, and nobody will put guilt on you that you are doing nothing. Everybody can take the role they want. If they just want to consume, they're consuming, but still they're giving back to the workers their appreciation because they're visiting us. So they are not just taking, but still that is the vision, that everybody come, we're doing it together, and we're having a nice time there. And this is our goal, and we're still working on it.
Interesting hearing about the challenges you have had to overcome.
We only have one question left of this interview, and that is, according to you, what are the key competencies required when leading a grassroots innovation such as Trendum?
Yes, I think also the flexibility, of course, that I think that's the thing, to be flexible, because if we haven't had this flexibility, we haven't done this, because you have to meet a lot of people, social skills, of course, motivations, probably the workers' motivations to know about, because it's easy when you have a working place, you give money to your workers and they're happy. The more money they get, then more they will be happy. Now we have with volunteers to do and other like actors that are joining, everybody have to, this give and take have to be a balance. And you have to know also your other actor. If your other actor is an organization that don't have money, you cannot tell, okay, come to Strandhem and we take money from you, because they don't have money. We try to find the balance between giving and taking to the interessants in the organization, and everybody trying together find a solution how we can help each other. Because if we are dealing with an actor that try to make inclusion for clients, if we are welcoming them to our area, we are giving free foods to them because they are making some kind of work there. They are maybe painting a boat there together with their clients. Then we are getting, Strandhem is getting a need filled, because we are getting that boat in good condition and they don't have money, so we can give them food and they get happy because they just came there and do something nice and get food. And same with the volunteers. Volunteers don't want money. They want to feel important. They want to feel that they're doing something meaningful. And you cannot press them too hard. So it's the flexibility to the balance, to find the balance between the volunteers. If you press them too hard, they will not do anything. They will just turn around. They will never come back because they say, this is a crap place, you know. They're just like using me. So this is what I'll be balancing with together, the flexibility towards our workers, volunteers and actors, to find the balance that we are, both of us, we are getting and giving. And that was that.
That was great. Yeah, thank you so much for all of your answers. That was all of our questions.
Because this is also for us, like the social meeting place that you're doing the interview. It's also giving us a lot, because you are also recognizing us. And maybe somebody is listening to your, and then you are bringing back to Strandhem. So that's also in the circle, because it's also taking and giving all the time. And so I'm so happy that you joined this journey also, and you are in the circle because you are giving us recognize. And that means a lot for us. And that's also how we can go forward. The wheel will spin around, around, around. We bought a pizza oven now this spring that some students have made in the school. And so we're going to make this Napoletano style pizzas in the garden in the summer. So I'm seeing forward for this. And this is also a motivation that we will have in Wednesday's evening open for volunteers to come and join to help. And I will make Napoletano style pizza slices then. So this is like the balance with the motivations, you know. If you're gonna get a pizza slice, everybody want to come to help, don't you? So
yeah, me too.
You can join with Elsa some Wednesday evening, so I will give you a pizza slice. You are welcome. I can guide you there also if you want
to
see.
Thank you.
That sounds amazing. I'm really looking forward to the pizzas.
It was a very interesting interview with you, Caroline.
Yes, thank you. I'm happy that you wanted to make it.
I'm so inspired by everything that she has accomplished, and now with Strandhem as well. It's a place where so many dreams can and project can come true, and it's really inspiring to see it happen in real life. And also, as Caroline mentioned, the vision has been the guiding star and key success factor for Strandhem. And I would also apply this to her personal life, where her commitment to recognizing needs and helping people has been the consistent thread. and it's reflected in her work with asylum seekers, in women's organizations, and now Strandhem. It's truly inspiring to see how a strong value like inclusion and well-being for all is so vividly present and has shaped her journey.
That was an insightful conversation. Let's connect this to what we've learned in class.
We talked about grassroots innovation in our course with speakers like Maxime Waslow and David Bennett. What stood out to you?
One key takeaway is that grassroots efforts drive transitions towards sustainable societies from the bottom up. And I also think that Strandhem can be seen as an example of regenerative design, because the Strandhem model contributes to ecological sustainability when they are restoring the land, while also integrating nature-based activities for people, and therefore the activities support both environmental and social well-being.
Exactly. Whether through local economies, sharing initiatives, or ecopreneurship, grassroots innovation plays a vital role in degrowth and long-term sustainability.
Listeners, we encourage you to explore ways to engage in grassroots innovations in your own context.
That's all for today's episode of our podcast. We hope you found it inspiring and insightful.
And a big thank you to Caroline Haakkinen for joining us and sharing their work.
If you enjoyed our podcast, share it with your network and continue the conversation. Let's make grassroots innovation a movement, not just a concept.
Until next time, keep learning, keep questioning, and keep organizing for change. Thank you so much for listening.